Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lindsey Williams has got the sources from his years working with the CEOs and directors of several major oil companies as their official chaplain in their board meetings. He was their buddy they took fishing. He was the guy that hung out with them, and he kept these contacts through the years, and it's always been a great boon to our intelligence to see what's happening. Now, if you just joined us, his source dropped major bombshells, both the former CEO of a company and then the other former director of another company who just died, Mr. Fromm. Everything they talk about dealing with energy prices has been 100% on. And, Lindsey, this is a short segment, but please get into it for people right now. Without the break interrupting you, specifically what he said about the euro is going down. Did he give time frames? And he said 2 to 3 weeks to, quote, do what once it goes down?
I am trying my best to spare you heartaches by giving you these things that they've given to me. And people oftentimes ask me, why do the elite tell you these things? Well, there's only two of them. There's none others that have been willing to confide in me. And I think the reason they're doing it is because years ago I was willing to give 3 years of my life to be their chaplain. And that's the reason they're telling me some very startling things. Now, you have never heard me say this before. I actually recorded the words of some of the elite and their spokespeople. I actually recorded them. When we were together, I actually recorded them. Now, I know people have had trouble believing some of the things I've said over the years, but then what the elite have told me has taken place that way every single time. So if you have any doubts whatsoever about believing Lindsey Williams, don't believe me. I'm just, by the providence of God, the spokesperson that is allowed to give this information out. Then you will be able to hear the voices of them themselves.
Incredible. So you're breaking this here?
First time this has ever been told, Alex. I have never said this on any radio show anywhere in the world. I said to your producer when he called me two or three days ago, I said, I want to give this for the first time on the Alex Jones show because I know you've got so much coverage. I must get this information
out. So is this stuff you recorded back in the 70s and 80s, or is this new stuff?
Well, some of it is new, some of it is back then, some of it goes back 2 years ago, some of it is up to right now, and then also what they're going to do, I'm actually going to give you, you will hear their words as to what they're going to do, and you'll hear the words of their spokesperson telling what they're going to do, and I was told to listen to these things because in them I would find the buzzwords. Now keep in mind, one of the first things that I learned when I lived with the elite of the world was to listen to their buzzwords. And I wrote three books about this. And I said, they have a code of ethics. And in their code of ethics, and they don't have the same code of ethics you and I have. They don't have the Bible. They don't believe the Word of God. They don't trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. But they have a code of ethics. And that code of ethics says that they must tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And I have been told to listen to certain buzzwords that they were giving. And I know we're coming up on a break here. So on the next
okay,
page,
so what
I'm
you're
actually
saying,
give you some of their buzzwords.
Okay, but I want to go back and recap where the oil prices are going, the other intel that Mr. Fromm gave you that you were allowed to get out after he passed. And then I want to get into the specifics of, you're saying 2 to 3 weeks they told you when the euro goes down. I want to talk about when it's going down. I want to talk about what they mean by you got 2 to 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks till total collapse, bank shutdown. I mean, let's get specifics on this long segment coming up. Plenty of time, Lindsey. And then, did you record these guys? Do you have their authorization? Or did they tell you, go out and find this press release? That's where it's been admitted in plain view. I know that's one of their favorite little tricks. It's like one of their rules. This is all breaking. I just knew that Mr. Fromm was about to die of cancer, and then we called, and he has died. They have had the funeral. So Lindsey's giving it all to us right now. Very powerful.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Lindsey Williams, the biggest data dump I've ever gotten from him, and just thank God for him. Pastor Williams, again, 20-plus years ago, wrote a book, The Energy Non-Crisis, laying out how there were more oil reserves that had been discovered in Alaska, much of it sweet crude, than all of Saudi Arabia, but we're not allowed to have it. They could have dozens of pipelines coming down. Our gas would be incredibly cheap, but it's a rigged system. And that has now all come out mainstream news, making, you know, really his original stuff passe. But people couldn't believe it 25 years ago. Mr. Fromm, I knew that Dr. Monteith loves to dig around, and he figured out who he was, called him. He figured out who the other guy was. I'd figured it out. It was all hidden in plain view. And so I knew Williams was telling the truth, and people hear it and they're like, this can't be true that, you know, that the elite are actually talking to each other and know what's coming, know what's going to happen. Folks, I don't know any billionaires. I've met a few, and a billionaire I ran into through another person I know. And then afterwards, after I'd met with her, I looked her up online and found that it was all, I was just blown away. This is one of the richest women in the United States, but she didn't live here now. And she said, This was about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and she said in 3 years, so I guess she's a little behind on the time, there won't be a United States. And I said, what does that mean? She just said, I'm getting out of here. And she said, you'll see. Then I'm out in the hill country at an event with some people that my kids are friends with, and there's John Wayne's, one of his kids living out there, and they're like, and I went and looked him up later, and it is one of John Wayne's kids. I'm leaving the country, because of all these new rules. I mean, they all know, folks. They all know what's going on. Every time I run into some elitist or wealthy person, they're like either laughing at everybody or like abandon ship because they have. Well, let's go to Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, in the interest of time, because I mean we're running out here and there's so much to tell. Let's go through it piece by piece. Your other Mr. X, not Ken Frum, but the other Mr. X, who was even more high level than him, he told you specifically what about the euro collapse. Did he give you time frames? And then you got cut off by the break. You said you'll only have 2 or 3 weeks to get out. What does that mean? Quantify that question.
Okay. Again, let me say that only by the providence of God could I have never known any of these things. Don't give Lindsey Williams credit for this. All right. He said to me the other day, he said, Lindsey, I want to show you how to listen to some buzzwords. And I'm going to give them to you right now. Alex wants me to give them quick. I'll try my best to do it. I want to train you. I want to teach you right now how to listen to the buzzwords of the elite. He gave me a few of them. And he said, you listen to these and then figure it out for yourself. Here's one right here. You probably saw it in the national media. He told me to listen to it. The International Monetary Fund. It was only a few days ago that they said, now pick out the buzzwords, and then I'll give them to you and explain them. He said, 15 major developing country governments, including the U.S., Japan, and the U.K., Spain, and Greece, must raise $10.2 trillion. Now, that's correct. You did not hear me say million or billion. Said they must raise $10.2 trillion to repay nothing but the interest only on the indebtedness of these countries. And then he said to me, he said, can they do that? And I said, no. I said, it's a total impossibility. He said, now, listen to the rest of this. He said, this $10.2 trillion that they must raise in order to pay the interest just on the debt alone is 27% of their combined annual economic output. He said, Chaplain, you cannot repay that. He said, all right. Now, he's training me to listen, and I did this years ago. I trained myself to listen to their buzzwords, but he's kind of helping me understand their very latest buzzwords, and I'm trying to help you understand them. Okay, now, he said, if this can't be done, then what are they going to do about that debt? I said, they can't pay it. He said, that's right. He said, then what happens to the currency of the United States and Japan and the U.K. and Spain and Greece? I said, it's got to collapse. He said, now you're getting the message. He said, we told you all the time what was going to happen, but he said the average American hasn't got sense enough to understand what we're trying to say. Let me give you some more buzzwords. Take the COMEX Silver Exchange. He said, listen to what they told you last week. Are you ready? Now, you know what the COMEX Silver Exchange is. They're the ones that hold the silver in their vaults for the richest people on the face of the earth, the people in China and Japan and Russia and the wealthy people of the world. And then they give them a piece of paper saying, we are holding this silver for you. Now, he said the COMEX Silver Exchange announced just the other day that they have 107 million ounces of silver on hand. Folks, you're listening. They've got 107 million ounces of silver on hand, but they have contractual obligations in the amount of 720 million ounces of silver that they've given out pieces of paper saying, we have this on hand and we can deliver it to you upon your request. Now, he said, Chaplain, whenever that people start to ask for delivery of that physical silver, he said, what is going to happen to the price of silver? He said, Mr. Frum told you back about a year or two ago that the only thing you could spare your assets in is silver and gold. Now, folks, I don't sell silver and gold. You listen to Alex Jones. He'll tell you where to go and buy that. I'm just trying to tell you that they told me 2 years ago, Chaplain, there's only one way you're going to spare your assets, and that's silver and gold. The price has gone so high, most people can't buy it. But I warned you back when you could get it for $600 or $700 an ounce that you ought to buy it immediately.
Well, let me go back, Lindsay. Let me go back. I mean, people say to me, well, why are you promoting silver and gold? And I've had national media ask me that, and I look at them like they're crazy, and I say, I was promoting gold when it was $300 an ounce. I was promoting silver when it was $5 an ounce because I knew they were devaluing the currency and it would come to a head and that they got rid of Glass-Steagall. I mean, it'd be kind of like if I moved to a resort town in Colorado and set up a canoe shop by a river. Well, why did you set up a canoe shop? Because there's tourists around here. I mean, it's like the George Soros media, they make it like bad to promote silver and gold when it's like common sense. I mean, it's just crazy that I believe in silver and gold. I've got guns. I've got storable food. I've got water filters. I'm trying to move right now to the countryside. I'll just be honest with folks. I'm better than just leaving the country. People I know that are smart have moved out of Austin far out in the country. And people that are smart are getting ready. Because let me tell you, when they tell you the economy's going to turn around, it's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. They've designed this. They're just stalling you long enough so they can make sure they're all prepared and got their grid in place. I'm sorry, Lindsay. It's just my job's easy.
Alex, I am so glad to hear you say what you just said. I want to congratulate you. You know where Mr. Schwartzman? You know who Schwartzman is? He's the head of the Blackstone Group.
Yes.
I keep up with these elite, and I have made a survey as to where the elite lived. Where did Mr. Fromm live? He lived in the middle of nowhere. He lived way out in a little podunk place called Saldanha, Alaska, before he died. He moved to the middle of nowhere. Where does this other Mr. X of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, live? He lives back further than what Mr. Fromm lived. Now, why did Schwartzman of the Blackstone Group, which is he is probably the biggest financier of financial instruments in the United States of America, and he said last week, he said, I'm leaving the country. Now, I'm not leaving the country. Alec, you're not leaving the country.
Wait, that's a bombshell. He told you he's leaving the country himself.
Well, yeah, but you and I are not leaving the country. We're staying here. We're going to fight this thing out and see it through, and I want to continue to be able to be here to get information from these people and to give it out to you on the Alex Jones Show and every place I can possibly give it in order to help spread it. Listen,
I don't know how long we're going to be here. The stuff going on behind the scenes is just not...
Well, I'm glad you're moving out, though, Alex, moving out to the country, moving out in the wide open spaces. I did the same thing. I live in the middle of nowhere. And you've got to make preparations right now. Okay, let me go back to that buzzwords again, because this fits right in with the European Union. And I'm not playing games. I just want to teach you how to listen to the buzzwords of the elite so you can do this for yourself, because I only have the privilege of being on Alex Jones Show maybe every once a month or two. But, okay, European Union. The euro, European Union is going to have a major problem. I've already been told that. The euro will collapse before the American dollar. And whatever it does, you have 2 to 3 weeks to get out of paper. Do you remember what I told you that Mr. Fromm said to me back about 2 years ago? He said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. He said, get out of anything that is paper. Now, do you realize what that means? That means get out of your IRAs, get out of your 401Ks, get out of your retirement funds, cash in at any cost. I don't care what it may be. You're going to lose them anyway if you don't. Your Social Security, you cannot depend on it. I know you've got it right now, but you're not going to be able to depend on it for that long. You think your insurance policy is going to be worth anything whenever paper becomes worthless? And what is it that you and I use every day? We use the Federal Reserve note. And I have been told that when you see the euro collapse, you have 2 to 3 weeks to get out of every piece of paper you've got, including your bank account. If you don't, you're going to lose it. Alex, I don't know how any plainer I can put it. And they've said to me, okay, the other day one of them said to me, he said, the Federal Reserve is borrowing $100 billion every 30 days. Does this scare you? It ought to scare the pants off of you. And Mr. Fromm told me 2 years ago, and I said it over your program, Alex, and that was before the Federal Reserve started buying their own debt. He said to me, Chaplain, whenever the Federal Reserve begins to buy their own debt, he said, it's practically all over. Now, the Federal Reserve is buying their own debt because China and Japan and other countries aren't buying it like they did before. And last week, the Federal Reserve borrowed $100 billion every 30 days.
And by the way, that's only QE2. They've now announced QE3. They're going to start borrowing $200 to $250 bill a month.
Yes. And where is the 10-year note? Now, most people are not necessarily financially minded.
But they're dumping treasuries all over the world. Russia and China 2 weeks ago announced that they were going to stop using the dollar between trade. Now they have officially, in fact, that's in my stack. I didn't get to it today. Russia to use China currency. So we were wondering what it would be. It's going to be the Chinese currency for all their trade between each other, which is massive. They border each other. I mean, it's happening. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Did your source, former CEO, Mr. Rex, the other Atlantic Richfield former head, did he say what the time frame was? He said the time frame on oil a month ago, and suddenly it's gone up 15, 20 bucks since then and racing up. Did he say the time frame on the euro default?
He did not say when the euro is going to collapse. He merely said it's going to. He said, let this be a sign to you. Whenever it happens, he said, you've got 2 to 3 weeks to make some very definite preparations if you haven't already done it. Now, many things that in your life, you will begin to need to make those preparations right now because, for instance, you can't get out of your IRA in 2 weeks. They just don't let you.
Well, Lindsay, here's an example with yours truly. All the money, almost all the money I've got is just sitting there in a bank to run this operation because it costs so much to run it. You know, it takes $1 million to run it for 6 months. Anybody who's got employees and buildings and payroll and taxes and insurance knows that. So we don't have a big reserve, but we've got something because our mission. So, I mean, what do I even do with that? That's what's so crazy about this situation is I have to leave it in the bank to pay the bills and run the operation. So I guess it makes my head hurt, Lindsay.
Well, yes, it does. It'll make your head spin. And those are things that we all need to think about in advance. Now, why am I saying this? And why does Alex say these things day after day? I'm not saying this to scare you. Quite to the contrary. I want you to prepare and spare yourself heartache and save your dinner table. That's the only reason I'm telling you these things, not to keep you awake at night, but to make preparations right now. Because if you prepare for the inevitable, then when it does happen, there'll be very little effect on you while the rest of the world is totally collapsing around you.
Well, Lindsay, now, you're absolutely right. People say, oh, the government fearmongers. Alex, you fearmonger. The government fearmongers about boogeymen with turbans on their head, and we all know 9/11 was an inside job used to set up the police state grid. Anybody in denial about that is starting to wake up as they admit it's for the American people. I'm saying be concerned about dollar devaluation. Be concerned about globalism. Be concerned about carbon taxes. And it's all happening now. California's got over 30% unemployment. Even 60 Minutes admits that. And what did they do, Lindsay? They slapped a carbon tax at 20% on them. They want to run that economy down in the ground.
The elite want America to collapse. I have been told this. And you say, why would they want to collapse their own economy, their own country? Very simple. You never buy something when it's at its peak and making great money. Instead, you bankrupt it, get it on pennies on the dollar, just like they did Chrysler and
GM.
General Motors. They waited until they first collapsed them. Then they took them over at taxpayers' expense through the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. And the Federal Reserve basically are the elite and some others along with them. Now, whenever you collapse these corporations, then you can take them over for nothing. That's what they're going to do with the mortgage-backed securities and your house payment.
Yeah, first they sell it, though. First they sell it when it's all hot as hotcakes up front to everybody. Then when it implodes, they go, give us bailouts to fix it, and they keep the bailout money. and the derivatives are still there, then they say give us more bailout money, we'll fix it. Then they don't. Then everything implodes. They're flush with all the money. They come in and buy it all up for pennies on the dollar. And if you don't like it, they got the National Guard, the CIA, the FBI, and paramilitary squads ready to come and take you out. I mean, they've set this whole thing up.
They did set it up, and I was told this for the past 35 years, what they were doing, Alex, and I've had the privilege of from time to time being on your show and telling people this was going to happen, and I wasn't doing it to scare you. I was doing it because the elite told me this, and every single thing, folks, please, every single thing you're hearing Alex Jones say is the truth. You've got to listen to him every day and take to heart what he's saying. Now, Mr. Trump told me a year and a half ago. You ready?
Yes.
I'll give you these questions again. I've given them before, but I think you must hear these again. He said, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. Well, folks, you better believe that we're already beginning to see that take place. Again, he said, after 2 years, you will be so poor. I couldn't understand a year to a year and a half ago why this man was saying this. He said, within 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything about it. Folks, if we're going to turn America around, we've got to have massive movement immediately. And it can be done. Believe me, it can be done. He said again one day, he said, by 2012, the dollar will be dead. Well, they may accomplish that a little bit before 2012 at the rate they're going. The euro, it looks, will have that happen before 2012.
No, even Wall Street Journal and Der Spiegel are saying the euro could go belly up any time.
Well, I don't think you're going to see it this week or next week. From what I was told by the other gentleman when Mr. Fromm passed away.
No, they're going to suck all the little countries dry first in the name of propping it up and then bring down Germany, France, and England.
Yes, they are. And you're seeing some things happen in England. You said you were going to get it on the program yet today. So watch these things because these are buzzwords. Again, he said to me here back about a year, year and a half ago, he said within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Could we have possibly imagined General Motors and Chrysler and the banks being taken over, 9 to 10 of them almost every week, the health care program bringing every doctor, dentist, and everybody in as employees for the government of the United States of America? We could not have imagined this at the time of this, that this man told me this. But it's taking place today exactly like he told me it would happen. Now he's saying that things are going to happen in Europe. And whenever they happen, you've got 2 to 3 weeks if you haven't already made certain preparation. And then, Alex, he told me something else recently.
Yes, give us the new intel, what you couldn't tell us until he'd passed from cancer. Tell us the new intel.
Well, first of all, devil's messiah. I know that this might seem insignificant to some, but it's very important to me, having been a minister of the gospel for over 50 years.
That's what they call it. They call it devil's messiah. What is it?
Yeah, the devil's messiah is that plan whereby they could bring in the new world order in America, and they knew that there was no way that they could do it until they first removed the God and the foundation upon which America was built. And in order to bring that about, they had to bring in the evolution, they had to bring in control of churches by 501c3 organizational states.
Yeah, even if you're not a Christian, you have to understand social engineers have to get rid of the old order to bring in the new. So they've dumbed us down. They've taught us to not have morals, so we couldn't recognize tyranny and resist it.
Let me give you an example. This was just so startling the other day. The European Union. You remember when the European Union was first set up, and so many Bible teachers and ministers all over the country said, the European Union is the ten-toed kingdom of the Book of Daniel, and we finally have all of these prophetic scriptures of the book of Revelation by the 10 nations formation in Europe. No way! This was deception. They were trying to make fools out of the ministers of America. I didn't know it at the time. I even used to talk about this. And then it went up to 11 nations and 12 nations and 13 nations. It went past 10 and utterly embarrassed some of the biggest Bible scholars in America.
Well, if you really study the Bible, it says there's many antichrists. There's models of it building. I mean, the globalists always, going back thousands of years, the Illuminists, they build similar models towards their final system.
Yeah, and they had this Devil's Messiah, as it was actually called. These were the exact words that the man used. He said, Devil's Messiah. And part of it, I found out, was this European Union, sure, it's all set up by the elitists, but they didn't stop at 10 toes, as Daniel talks about in his image.
Stay there when we come back. Give us
all this deception.
Well, Lindsay, stay there when we come back. Tell us all the other things he told you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an illegitimate banking takeover of our society. And for the globalists, world government is just the beginning. Then they can carry out the forced one-child policies, the forced abortions that Ted Turner, chairing a UN meeting, called for last Monday. Not this Monday, but last Monday, 8-9 days ago. And we had Lord Monckton on from there, the Associated Press, the Mexican newspapers. They all reported on it. We're going back to Lindsay Williams here in just a moment, but I want to just state the fact. This is illegitimate. This is criminal. That's why they've set up these paramilitary police forces. It's illegal to spy on our credit card purchases in real time. They do it. It's illegal to have our neighbors spying on us. They do it. It's telltale. I cannot stress this enough. Telltale oppression. It's hardcore, brazen, certified tyranny. It'd be like if you drove down through a country lane and saw a giant Charolais bull, big white bull, and you said, there's a big bull. And some idiot says, I don't see a bull. I mean, this is like watching a train coming towards you, a big locomotive, a speed train going 200 miles an hour, and people are denying that A, they're on a train track, and that B, a big light's coming toward them. And that's what's so frustrating about this. But I want to show a document cam shot because this is big breaking news. Martial law, UK police chief Moles banning protest. This is big news. I want to make this the number one Google search term today. And yes, Google blocks InfoWars and Prison Planet from their news feeds, but they cannot stop you from putting it on your news blog. And you get the traffic. I don't care about the traffic. I care about getting the word out. That's why I make 100,000, 150,000, this new film I've been working on for 2 years, probably $300,000 budget. And I've got to just go ahead and get it done. I just keep going and going and going. But the issue is that's why I put them out for free. They're all available online, higher quality at prisonplanet.tv if you want to support us. The DVDs are the highest quality, but it's all about getting the word out here. That's all we're trying to do. Because we don't have any future if we don't beat them. Don't you get that? This is real. I know most of you know that, but some of you haven't figured that out yet. You think, oh, some of this is hype. I can't express how insane it is. I can't cover every angle. Look, I want to make this the number one search term. Martial law UK. M-A-R-T-I-A-L, law UK. The UK government thinks they're just going to come out and just calmly announce that, oh, we may ban it in London, all protests. We may ban it all over England. Those are the quotes. By the way, if you're doubting me, look at it. This is out of UK politics. This is out of Yahoo News. And you can pull up BBC, Press TV. It's all over the news. But our article is important because we're calling it what it is. Telescreens going in Walmart saying, don't trust your neighbor, spy on shoppers for Homeland Security. That's tyranny 1984. We call a duck, a spade, okay? So, martial law, UK police chief, Moles banning protest. I was just going to have Lindsay go early today. I'm keeping to the end now. I just wanted to cover this now. Despite police being behind provocations, and Paul documents that in his article, that enraged demonstrators, Metropolitan Commissioner considers using Public Order Act to kill free speech. Launch this Google bomb that got us banned from Google News. I don't care. Launch this Google bomb, ladies and gentlemen, to get the word out. Peacefully resist martial law UK. Three words, M-A-R-T-I-A-L-L-A-W, and then UK. Put it in Google, Yahoo, take the article, send it to everyone you know, post it on your blog, your news website. Put it out everywhere, and then when people click on the number one search term, it should become number one the next 2 hours, they will go right to a page with links and your website. Google thought when they banned us we would stop doing this. You think we care? Sure, it's great to have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Respectively, you know, both each site, bigger or as big as WorldNet Daily or some of the other old line big sites. Sure, it's nice, but I don't care about that. All it does is put me in more danger. Don't you understand? I live in the real world, folks. I know what I'm saying is true. They've just calmly come out and announced. Let me just read it, and we'll go back to Lindsay. Despite police being behind provocateurs that enrage demonstrators, Metropolitan Commissioner considers using Public Order Act to kill free speech. UK Police Chief Sir Paul Stevenson is considering whether to ask the British government to ban protest marches altogether in response to last week's student riots, a move that would place Britain under a de facto state of martial law. Whenever you hear about a country going under martial law, they always say protests are banned. First, they train you to be in a free speech zone, or you can't protest in this area, or you got to have a permit. Then they just say no protest. It is one of the tactics we look at and something we will keep under review. And if we think it's the right thing to do, we'll do it, he told the Metropolitan Police Commission. In U.S. President Aaron Porter responded, peaceful protest is an integral part of our heritage, and it is the responsibility of the police to help facilitate that. And it goes on to document that the police actually have staged many of the events as they've been caught, not just in England, but worldwide. Let's make this article number one. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com right now. It's just on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Martial law, UK police chief, moles banning protest. Get it out to everyone. Lindsay, what is it like for you to see the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants, to see the naked body scanners, to see the telescreens going up on highways saying report on your neighbors? What is it like for you to see this unfolding?
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me personally. I said I will not travel by air anymore. Now, I was a commercial pilot for 30 years. I flew my own air service in Alaska. I have refused to travel anymore. I turned down a ticket last week of some people who wanted me to go to a certain place, and I said, as long as they're going to take me through a machine that's the same as putting me in a microwave for so many seconds, I said, I will not do it. Do you realize when you go through those body scanners that it's the same as putting you within inside of a microwave?
No, it is microwave technology. The top scientists are all over the news saying cancer. I mean, in the TSA-released scans, you see the bones in the fingers. I mean, it's an X-ray.
Well, it's danger. It's deadly. I mean, literally, it's deadly. You're subjecting yourself to death.
Well, it's the same thing with DU. For folks that don't get this, in 1991 and 96, the Army's own reports, official policy said, you breathe any of this, it's going to kill you. It may take a decade, it's going to do it. And then now they just tell the troops, no safety required, just enjoy the DU. I mean, something's changed, Lindsay. It's more than just greed. It's a spirit of pure evil. Everybody can feel it. I can't even go to Los Angeles now because I feel the evil so strong. And I never said that on air, but I was talking to Jaron. He's the same way. Got a lot of friends there. The other night we went out and had dinner. I mean, I literally, L.A. is so evil now, I cannot enter the city, Lindsay. I feel it when I'm there, the oppression. And now I'm starting to feel it in other areas. Do you know what I'm talking about in your spirit?
Yes, the cancer rate, by the way, because of these new body scanners at the airport, the cancer rate 6 months, a year from now, is going to go up so high, you can't even comprehend what's happening. I will not fly a commercial airline except in a dire emergency anymore. No way am I going to subject myself to that. And then to go through the embarrassment of a pat-down, come on, give me a break. This is contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America. Okay, very quickly, I know we're running out of time here, Alex, but let me give you a few statements that was made.
Yes, and then I know you're working on an audio or a video. You haven't mentioned that yet, so I want to make sure you do that. But, yeah, data dumping, quick statements. What else can you now say that Mr. Frum, who's now died, told you versus the other Mr. X, who's still alive, the former CEO of a major big three?
Okay, I'll give you these in one-liners because I don't have time to explain any of them. He said, America, this is the elite's most difficult challenge. Now, folks, that means that if they think this is their biggest challenge, and this was said to me, it's their biggest challenge, that means we can turn this thing around. If you want to rebel enough, we can see it turn around. Another expression.
Oh, that's hold on. We may have to go into overdrive, Lindsay, but I've got all these meetings I've got to have after the show. That is such good news. I mean, this is going for broke. They're in danger because they're exposing themselves and uncloaking to try to get away with this. That's why they're trying to parade in the open with fake confidence. So the globalists don't think they're invincible. That's key information. Finish the devil messiah system. I mean, what is the devil messiah? Just a total spiritual takeover?
The devil's messiah is their method. And the latest one that was given to me was the European Union. And the fact of the 10 toes, and they embarrassed so many ministers, I mean big names across America, who said this was the fulfillment of the book of Daniel and Revelation. And all the world they were doing was an intentional program of embarrassment of the ministers of America. Another expression that we used to recently, he said the elite plan to own everything in America. Well, you can readily understand how this can be if we bail out the mortgage-backed security problem and the elite take over every piece of mortgage real estate in America, whether it be commercial or residential, and you'll be making your payment to the Federal Reserve. You'll see this happen shortly. Again, I can't stress enough to you folks. I plead with you. Get every piece of gold and silver you can get your hands on. You haven't seen anything yet. If you think gold at $1,400 an ounce is high, what are you going to say when it's $3,000 an ounce?
All right, Lindsay, continue. What are the other bullet points people need to know?
Okay, gasoline. We're already $3 a gallon in Phoenix, Arizona. You're going to go to $4 a gallon as quick as they can get it there. Again, Russia and China. This is America's greatest threat. Before Mr. Fromm died, he went into details on this with me, and I plan to make an entire presentation just of this sometimes in the future. He said China is the big ones. Again, an elitist who knows how to be cured of cancer. Mr. Fromm wouldn't go that route because he had a son who was a medical doctor, and he convinced him to take the...
Okay, so that's another issue. What else was there that you couldn't tell folks that you can now tell them?
Okay, this basically are the points, but the buzzwords are what are so important because they tell you everything of what the elite are going to do. And because of that, I have listed 12 things that you positively must do immediately in order to spare yourself in light of what these people have told me. You've got to watch insider trading. Oh, my goodness, people, have you seen what's been happening there in the last few days of how insider trading has gone up so much? The elite, the CEOs, the corporate heads, they know what's coming. And as a result, insider trading has just gone to unbelievable heights. The very latest one that was recorded here was November the 15th through the 19th. Insider trading went to 8,280 to 1. Do you realize the CEOs and the corporate heads are bailing out because they know what Mr. Fromm told me back a year or two ago, and they're just beginning to see it, and they're cashing out for everything they're worth. But yet your broker will still try to get you into the New York stock market. It's wild.
That's right. And Lindsay, again, this is important. Think there's so many points. We're moving fast here. What else, because you said there was a lot of stuff, what else did Ken Fromm tell you that you couldn't talk about until he was dead and buried?
Okay, I'll give you a few pointers, and each one of these could at least take an hour on. The Arab world, he went into depth into the Muslims, jihad, and the United Arab Emirates in Saudi Arabia. Again, he has gone into depth with me in lengthy conversations.
What is he saying briefly is going to happen there? And we'll have you back soon, but what did he say briefly is going to happen there?
In where now?
In the Arab world. What was the big key thing there?
Well, of course, they brought the price of crude oil down, and he told me why they did that. And it was in order to put some of these countries into a certain position where they wanted them. And now, of course, they've lowered the value of the dollar to the point that even though they may get $100 to $150 a barrel for their oil, they're still getting in purchasing power as far as the American dollar, which they're locked into, and they can't get out of it. Russia and China can get out of use of the American dollar, but Saudi Arabia all those countries over there, they can't get out of this because they were locked into it, according to Henry Kissinger back many years ago in the agreement that he made with them. So as a result, even though they may get $150 a barrel for their oil, they'll still only be getting about $50 in purchasing power of the American dollar. I mean, this is so startling to understand the inside workings of all of this as to how they're doing it.
Amazing. Any other bullet points?
Well, yes, he's gone into Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan. He made it very plain that while we're in Afghanistan and the agreement that was made by Henry Kissinger with back in years ago in Iran and Iraq wouldn't go along with it. And as a result, it was intentionally done that we went in there and did what we did to Iraq. We just haven't been able to do it to Iran yet. Let's see. He's gone into depth about the world order and George Herbert Bush, Daddy Bush. Again, he's gone into depth about the devil's Messiah. Again, he went into some depth with me about America and the elitists and their most difficult challenge, which is the United States of America. Surprising how much trouble they've had with America and with our presidents. And, of course, I won't go into this present president because that's a subject within itself. Gull Island, the Arctic Wildlife Refuge, the Bakken Reserve, and how that we would not have to take one drop of oil from any foreign country if we would just use what's on our own soil. And, of course, he was the one that gave me the information in my book, Energy Non-Crisis.
Lindsay, I want to stop you there and come back.
Lindsay,
I want to stop you there and come back in the final segment and get into more of what the other Mr. X has told you. But briefly here, I know we contacted you, and you're just now getting done with it, but you're always putting out an audio CD or a video through the Prophecy Club, great folks that you work with. Do you have this latest info in a book or video or on a CD?
I recorded the words of the elite. Folks, are you hearing me? I recorded the words of the elite and their spokespeople, and we have put it into 2.5 hours of presentation. Everything that they have told me to listen to, and they've explained their buzzwords, and I give you every bit of it. You will never hear this anywhere. They're actual recordings of their voices and them telling me what they're doing and what they're going to do.
But to be clear, your insiders told you where stuff was hidden in plain view, and so you've put it into a presentation where everything they told you about was actually said in what, mainstream media?
It was said by them. It was said in mainstream media. You will hear explanations of this.
So you were able to go out and find where they'd said some of this stuff publicly. Okay, and what's the website for that, Lindsay?
Go to prophecyclub.com if you wish. PROPHECYCLUB.com.
All right, well, tell us the name of it when we come back and the phone number. Then I want to race through kind of an overview and anything else we haven't covered dealing with this EU collapse.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy, or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
segment with our guests. We've got some other very informative guests coming up on Thursday and jam-packed on Friday. Governor Ventura, for his last radio interview of the year, he will be leaving then to Mexico, but he really wants to talk about WikiLeaks, the police state, the special episode of the Pentagon strike, the 9/11 investigation, the final episode of the season. Just such a great guy, and I'm honored to be really good friends with Governor Ventura and to have really gotten to know him well. He's a great guy. I disagree with some of his political views, but more and more he's really getting more hardcore and more informed, and it's going to be amazing having him on with some of the things he's going to be talking about. And we've also got a former Dallas Cowboy we've interviewed before who's a 9/11 truther who's going to be making a big announcement here on the show Friday. We've got a bunch of really informative things happening. Lindsay, briefly, what is the name of the new video that you've put together that has all this in it that's available at prophecyclub.com?
You want to get the Confession of an Elite. Now, Alex, I recorded this just in time for your show today. No one has ever had this before. I wanted to wait until after Mr. Fromm's funeral. And the family, out of respect for them, I did not want to release this until then. You actually hear the voice of the elite. I've never done this before, ever. And then you'll hear my narration of everything they're saying. You will know everything that's going to happen for the next 6 months. And through year 2012, Confession of the Elite, please give a call to our toll-free number. It's 888-799-6111, or go on the web if you don't want to talk to a person. Go to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, 888-799-6111, Confession of an Elite. You have never, I was amazed when I put this together. I couldn't believe what I was hearing myself because they told me things, and then they told me where to go.
Well, Lindsay, we're almost out of time, but we're blessed to have you and the intel you've gotten over the years. We've only got about a minute left here, and I want to remind folks we're trying to make the number one search term today, Martial Law UK, where they're now saying, oh, we're looking at banning protest, period. I mean, and then, oh, arresting people and death penalty who leak information. Did your sources talk about any type of internet 9/11 or event to try to curtail free speech? I mean, I remember 2 years ago you said the media would be the last thing to go. They would crash the economy and then shut the media down. Did they say anything else about that?
Yes. The last person in America that they're going to bridle is you, Alex. I mean, they said this. The last person that they're going to stop is the conservative people like you and others that are out there telling the story. And the reason is because they know that the day that they shut you down, you will holler so loud by some method that likewise the liberal media will be bridled also. So
yeah, they know that's something that will unify us. They know that will, kind of like their attempt to execute Assange, is really starting to wake up liberals and conservatives to go, wait a minute, this is really dangerous. Lindsay, obviously we're going to have to get you to pop in next week. I'm going to be out of town, but Watson's going to be here with any updates. But, again, I'll be back live throughout the week. Just incredible information. Lindsay, God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
There goes Lindsay Williams with a lot of new information. We had a record internet audience. We use that as a gauge. Just off the charts. Folks listening at InfoWars.com, don't forget the free podcast you can download daily. Just at the top of every article, you see a eye icon. That's the free podcast. The free audio streams. We're really reaching a lot of people. We're having a big effect. And we're going to continue to fight the globalists together. Let's make Martial Law UK the number one search term. Stay with us. We'll be right back in retransmission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.